Three top executives at the collapsed Italian no-frills airline Volare have been arrested on fraud charges. Meanwhile, the low-cost Irish airline Ryanair has begun regular international services inside Italy, much to the annoyance of the ailing national airline Alitalia. David Willey reports from Rome.
The commercial battle for low-cost flights in Italy continues despite the collapse of the Italian airline Volare last November, grounding thousands of passengers who had already bought tickets. Three top company executives of Volare were taken into police custody this week and will be interrogated by Milan prosecutors on Friday. More than 40 other people, including a former Italian transport minister, are also under investigation on charges of fraudulent bankruptcy and false accounting. They're accused of renting aircraft at high cost from shell companies managed by relatives and selling bargain-priced tickets to tour operators who were friends of the group's managers. Despite these criminal proceedings, some former managers of Volare have set up a new low-cost airline which plans to revive the company under a new name with government help and operate scheduled flights between Milan and several southern Italian cities from June onwards. Meanwhile, the Irish low-cost airline Ryanair has begun operating domestic flights inside Italy with direct flights from Rome to Brescia and to Alghero in Sardinia. This has been vigorously opposed by the ailing Italian national carrier Alitalia, which is in the middle of a drastic restructuring plan to stave off bankruptcy. To demonstrate its determination to see off its business opposition in the new competitive Europe cheap flight market, the Irish airline has been provocatively displaying on its aircraft operating here the logo Arrivederci Alitalia. Farewell, Alitalia.
And that's David Willey reporting from Rome.